Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Our Revolution of Future to Believe In is Bernie Sanders' 2016 Political Memoir and Policy Manifesto, written in the aftermath of his presidential campaign. The book is not a conventional autobiography alone, nor is it only a platform document. It combines a first-person account of Sanders' political development, the growth of his campaign, and the movement that formed around it, with a detailed argument for progressive change in the United States. Its central purpose is to explain how a once fringe campaign became a national force and to lay out the reforms Sanders believes are necessary to address inequality. Stagnant wages, weak labor power, climate risk, racial injustice, and corporate influence over politics. Because of that dual structure, the book works both as a record of a moment in American politics and as a blueprint for readers interested in progressive policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book links Sanders' political biography to the origins of a national movement. A major strength of the book is the way Sanders presents his campaign as the outcome of a long political development, rather than a sudden event. He traces the experiences that shaped his democratic socialist outlook, from early activism to his years in public office, and uses that history to show why the 2016 campaign resonated with so many voters. This framing matters because it makes the campaign understandable as part of a broader struggle over economic fairness and democratic participation. The book emphasizes that the movement was built by ordinary people, especially younger voters, workers, and others frustrated by business-as-usual politics. By presenting the campaign as the product of years of organizing and conviction, Sanders turns memoir into political explanation. Readers are invited to see the campaign not just as an electoral effort, but as evidence that a durable constituency exists for a more redistributive and participatory form of politics. Secondly, Part 1 shows how grassroots energy translated into electoral legitimacy. The campaign narrative does more than recount events. It explains how Sanders turned limited national recognition into broad support. The book highlights fundraising from small donors, large public rallies, and a message that focused on economic inequality rather than personality politics. This is important because it shows a different model of electoral success from the donor-driven strategies that dominate modern American campaigns. Sanders argues, through example rather than abstract theory, that a campaign can build legitimacy by mobilizing people who feel excluded from the political system. The account also illustrates the relationship between message discipline and movement building. Instead of tailoring the campaign to every shifting poll, Sanders presents a consistent set of themes centered on wages, healthcare, education, and political corruption. That consistency helped unify a diverse coalition. The book therefore functions as a case study in how grassroots enthusiasm can become a political asset when linked to clear, repeated policy demands. Thirdly, Part 2 offers a detailed progressive agenda for economic reform and social protection. The second half of the book shifts from narrative to policy, laying out Sanders' case for a new economic settlement. He focuses on wage stagnation, wealth concentration, student debt, healthcare costs, and the weakening of the middle class. These issues are presented as structural, not accidental. Problems requiring public action rather than minor adjustments. The book argues for stronger labor protections, more affordable higher education, universal healthcare, and policies designed to raise wages and expand opportunity. Its value lies in showing how different policy areas connect. For Sanders, education, labor, healthcare, and tax policy are not separate debates but parts of the same distributional struggle. That interconnection gives the agenda coherence. Readers may not agree with every proposal, but the book clearly explains why progressive politics treats public investment and social insurance as tools for economic democracy. In that sense, the policy section functions as a practical guide to the worldview behind Sanders' campaign rhetoric. Fourthly, the book argues that inequality is political as well as economic. Sanders treats inequality not merely as a market outcome, but as the result of political choices that favor large corporations, wealthy donors, and entrenched interests. This perspective is central to the book because it explains why the author keeps returning to campaign finance, lobbying, media influence, and the concentration of power. The argument is that economic injustice persists when the political system is shaped by those who benefit from it. That is why reforming democracy is inseparable from reforming the economy. The book repeatedly connects corporate power to low wages, weak public services, environmental harm, and the underfunding of basic social needs. This broadens the meaning of political reform beyond elections alone. Sanders is not simply calling for better messaging or a more effective party. He is arguing for a structural challenge to the way power is distributed in American life. That makes the book especially relevant for readers interested in how progressive politics links democracy, class, and institutional change. Lastly, its data-driven structure makes it a primer on progressive politics, but also limits its narrative depth. One of the book's defining features is its heavy use of statistics, charts, and issue-by-issue analysis. This makes it especially useful for readers who want a clear introduction to progressive arguments on healthcare, climate change, racial justice, immigration, trade, and student debt. The writing is direct and accessible, which helps the policy case reach a broad audience. At the same time, the structure can feel more like a briefing than a reflective memoir, especially in the second half. Because Sanders tries to cover so many issues, some sections move quickly and repeat familiar points, rather than developing a single sustained argument. The result is a book that is strong as a political primer and campaign document, but less effective as a deeply introspective memoir or literary narrative. That tension is part of what makes it distinctive. It is designed to persuade, educate, and mobilize, rather than simply to entertain. Readers should understand it as a hybrid work with an explicitly public purpose. In conclusion, Our Revolution: A Future to Believe In will be most valuable for readers who want to understand Bernie Sanders' political project from the inside, especially those interested in progressive economics, grassroots organizing, and the 2016 presidential campaign. It is well suited to politically engaged readers, students of modern American politics, and anyone seeking a concise introduction to the policy arguments behind democratic socialism in the United States. The book offers practical benefits as a survey of issues such as healthcare, wages, education, climate policy, and campaign finance, and intellectual value as a statement of how those issues fit together within a broader critique of inequality and elite power. What sets it apart from many political memoirs is its hybrid form. It is both personal and programmatic, combining campaign narrative with a dense policy agenda. That makes it less intimate than a traditional memoir, but more substantive as a political document. Readers looking for a clear expression of Sanders' worldview, rather than a detached retrospective, will find it especially useful. If you would like to support Bernard Sanders, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.